You have said, I believe, that Dr. Leslie laid a foundation for you. Is that true?
Yeah, well, if we just look at the outcome, students come to us for an education and they come to us with the intent that they'll receive a credential, whether that's a certificate or an associate's degree. What they want to do is have that ticket, that credential to the American middle class. We now in Alamo Colleges at each one of the five colleges have record high graduation rates. So yes, I think we're in a much stronger place now than we were over 10 years ago.
All of the changes that Dr. Leslie put in place under the board's leadership to increase completion rates, it wasn't without controversy. How will you navigate that kind of pushback going forward?
What I think is very important is to bring people around the table, is to solicit feedback from colleagues, from faculty and staff, and most importantly from students about things that we do well, things that we could do better, and where they would like to see us in the future. And so that's really my task at hand. That's really my charge and challenge, is to be able to continue to do that.
In my reporting on efforts to increase college graduation rates in San Antonio, I've spoken to some people who felt like community colleges weren't the best options for Black and Latino students.
Yes.
They said historically college graduation rates for community colleges is lower than a four-year traditional school.
Yes.
How do you respond to that?
What I would say is that community colleges, and especially the Alamo colleges, all five, are a wonderful way for students to begin their undergraduate experience and that they are going to be successful. We're now the largest producer of credentials within the state of Texas for community colleges. And 70% of our students, going back to your question, are Hispanic, Latino, or African American, and the vast majority are first generation college students.
If you look at the graduation rates, or specifically number of degrees conferred, the district has doubled the number of degrees it's conferred over the last 10 years, I believe. But at the same time, you look at the most recent cohort, six-year graduation rate for both part-time and full-time students, it is still between 35% and 17% if you look at that. So it's still not, in numbers, the best picture.
So what I would look at is where we've been and where we are now and where the Alamo Colleges is going. And what you can see if we're looking at rates are that there's an upward trend and positive trajectory. And you can see that line just continue to go up.
And there's also an argument to be made, perhaps you could give more insight into that, but students that come through your district perhaps wouldn't have gotten a degree at all if they didn't start with you, because you are closer to home, you allow more flexibility, you have cheaper tuition.
So if you, so one is being able to provide access. So we provide access in multiple ways. We provide instruction in high school through dual credit or early college high schools. We provide instruction on campus if somebody is 18 years of age plus, Courses start almost every week. So it is accessible and it is convenient. We realize that individuals have multiple competing demands on their time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you.